The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I will not eat things for money. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then, as everyone gathers on the sofa, the whole of the cast come to join them. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. Homer's asleep at his desk.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
He slides down a pipe and leaps through his car window.
Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
He smashes into a tree.
What do they do with these things after we seal them?
I hear they dump them in an abandoned chalk mine and cover them with cement.
I hear they're sending them to one of those southern states where the governor's a crook.
Either way, I'm sleeping good tonight.
Waylon Smithers steps up to the barrel of toxic waste and beckons to Mr. Burns.
Well, sir, where should we dump this batch? The playground?
No, all those bald children are arousing suspicion. To the park!
They're trying to shove it into a tree trunk.
I think it's full, sir.
That's ridiculous. The last tree held 9 drums.
A squirrel with neon green eyes scuttles along a branch and lasers off an acorn. Suddenly, Mr. Burns and Smithers are surrounded.
Agent Malone, Environmental Protection Agency. Some Boy Scouts stumbled on your little game of hide the ooze.
Mr. Burns is wheeled into a courtroom.
Mr. Burns, in light of your unbelievable contempt for human life, this court fines you $3 million.
Smithers, my wallet's in my right front pocket. Oh, and I'll take that statue of justice, too.
Sold!
Oh, Andy Cap, you wife-beating drunk.
Ooh, there's going to be a town meeting to decide how to spend Mr. Burns' money.
Oh, what a boon it could be for our underfunded public schools.
Children, it's time for your history lesson. Put on your virtual reality helmets.
They're in Mongolia, 1200 AD.
Excellent. Hello, Lisa. I'm Genghis Khan. You go where I go. Defile what I defile. Eat who I eat.
Come on, Lise. We both know how this money should, nay, must be spent.
Bart imagines himself controlling giant robotic ants, which smash up the school and deliver his teacher to him.
Bart, we'll do anything you want. Just call off your giant mechanical ants.
Well, I think we should spend the money on something the whole town can be proud of.
Like a giant billboard that says no fat chicks?
No.
Springfield Town Hall.
Ooh, it looks like everyone in Springfield showed up for this.
Burglars.
Could this town be any stupider?
Order! Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Get to the money!
In a moment. First, let's review the minutes from our last meeting.
Get to the money!
Get to the money!
Get to the money!
Very well. We will now hear suggestions for the disbursement of the $2 million.
Don't you mean $3 million?
Of course. How silly of me.
Excuse me. We could use the money to hire firemen to finally put out that blaze on the east side of town.
Boring.
Hello, my name is Mr. Snrub, and I come from someplace far away. Yes, that will do. Anyway, I say we invest that money back in the nuclear plant.
I like the way Rub thinks.
Smithers fires a claw rope into the roof of the building, and he and the disguised Mr. Burns escape.
Pardon me, but I would like to see this money spent on more police officers. I have been shot 8 times this year, and as a result, I almost missed work.
Crybaby.
My name is Marge Simpson, and I have an idea. It may sound a little boring at first.
Chat away. I'll just amuse myself with some pornographic playing cards.
Oh. Well, surely you've all noticed the terrible condition Main Street is in. Many of us have destroyed it by leaving winter chains on our tires and carrying too much weight.
Woohoo! Look at that pavement day!
And those potholes are becoming a real nuisance.
A popcorn van disappears into one.
Now, hold on just 1 minute. Sure, we could fix up Main Street. We could put all our eggs in one basket. Shut up! It wasn't done yet. I'm just saying, we could blow all our money on a stupid little street, but... I ain't for it, I'm against it.
Main Street! Main Street! Main Street!
All those in favor of Grandpa Simpson's plan for rebuilding Main Street, please.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook, and by gum, it put them on the map. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
Monorail. Monorail. Monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir. I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
Once again.
Monorail.
But Main Street's still all cracked and broken.
Sorry, Mom. The mob has spoken.
Monorail.
Mono, don't!
Monorail. I still think we should have spent the money to fix Main Street.
Well, you should have written a song like that guy.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Lanley. I'm Miss Hoover.
Miss Hoover? That is hard to believe.
Oh, you.
Now I'm here to answer any questions you children may have about the monorail.
Me!
Can it outrun the Flash?
You bet.
Can Superman outrun the Flash?
Sure, why not? Hello, little girl. Wondering if your dolly can ride the monorail for free?
Hardly. I'd like you to explain why we should build a mass transit system in a small town with a centralized population.
Young lady, that's the most intelligent question I've ever been asked.
Really?
Oh, I could give you an answer, but the only ones who'd understand it would be you and me. And that includes your teacher. Next question. You there, eating the paste.
Coming soon, it's Truckosaurus, the movie, starring Marlon Brando as the voice of John Truckosaurus.
You crazy car. I don't know whether to eat you or kiss you.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Are you stuck in a dead-end job?
Maybe.
Are you squandering the precious gift of life in front of the idiot box?
What's it to you?
Are you on your third beer of the evening?
Does whiskey count as beer?
Well, maybe it's time you join the exciting field of monorail conducting by enrolling at the Lanley Institute.
Actual institute may not match photo.
Marge, I want to be a monorail conductor.
Homer, no.
It's my lifelong dream.
Your lifelong dream was to run out on the field during a baseball game, and you did it last year, remember?
Idiot ruins game.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. Before we begin, is anyone here an investigative reporter?
I am, and she is.
Well, I'd like you to please leave.
Should we take our hidden camera?
Would you?
Let's go, Phil.
True or false? You can get mono from riding the monorail.
False. No, wait, maybe it's true.
No, you were right, it's false. Wow, you really are gonna be a monorail conductor.
That's right, boy.
You know, I used to think you were stuck in an emasculating go-nowhere job.
Kids.
But now, I want to follow in your footsteps.
Do you want to change your name to Homer Jr.? The kids can call you Hoju.
I'll get back to you.
Come on, keep it coming. Over, over. Hi, Homer. Oh, I hate that sound.
According to this book, the monorail goes over 150 miles an hour. What if something goes wrong?
What if? What if I'm taking a shower and I slip on a bar of soap? Oh, my God, I'd be killed.
It frightens me that you want to work on something that's so unsafe.
We monorail conductors are a crazy breed, half in love with death, gobbling up danger like ordinary men eat peanuts. Am I turning you on?
No.
What if I undo this button?
Good night, Homer.
What if I talk like this? What if I sing to you? I gave my love a chicken, it had no bone. Chicken.
So then, mono means one, and rail means rail. And that concludes our intensive 3-week course.
Hey, wait, man! Who gets to be conductor?
Oh, right, that. Well, I've been monitoring your progress closely. But this gentleman here clearly stands out above the rest.
Who, me?
Yeah, sure.
Woohoo!
After an exhaustive search, Springfield has found its monorail conductor, Homer Simpson.
This is the snack holder where I can put my beverage, or if you will, cupcake.
Wow, Dad, you really know your monorails.
Possums in the fire extinguisher cupboard.
Homer, there's a family of possums in here.
I call the big one Bitey.
I'm going to see Mr. Lamley. Mr. Lamley? Mr. Lamley?
It's nighttime. Marge steps into Lyle Lanley's darkened office and opens up a notebook. Inside is a doodle of Lanley clutching money and people screaming on the monorail.
How much did you see?
Nothing incriminating.
Good.
Well, bye.
I don't know why I leave this lying around. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
I call the big one Bitey.
I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
I call the big one Bitey.
Marge has driven through the night to North Haverbrook, a deserted ghost town. She sees an old woman rocking on her porch.
Go away! There ain't no monorail and there never was.
An emaciated man with disheveled hair.
Excuse me, miss. You asked about the monorail?
Who are you?
My name is Sebastian Cobb. Lanley hired me to build his monorail. He cut corners everywhere. Bad wiring, faulty brakes. As a celebrity on the maiden voyage was Gallagher. This is all that's left of one of the crappiest trains ever built.
Mr. Cobb, what can we do?
You just better have a damn good conductor.
I like my keys in there. Get a rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, nothing brings out the stars like the maiden voyage of a monorail. Everyone's here, from recently outed leading man Dash Calhoun to Krusty the Clown.
Hey, hey!
Krusty, why won't you answer my calls? You've never even seen our son.
Here's one of those lovable high schoolers from TV's Springfield Heights 90210. He's cool, he's sexy, he's 34 years old. Let's hear it for Kyle Darren. And here's country singing sensation Lurleen Lumpkin, fresh from her latest stay at the Betty Ford Clinic. What you been up to, Lurleen?
I spent last night in a ditch.
How about that, folks?
Now I'd like to turn things over to our Grand Marshal, Mr. Leonard Nimoy.
I'd say this vessel could do at least warp 5.
And let me say, may the Force be with you.
Do you even know who I am?
I think I do. Weren't you one of the little rascals?
Mr. Landley, aren't you going to ride the monorail?
Little lady, I'd love to, but I have to catch a plane.
But the ride only takes a minute.
Yeah, well, my plane leaves in less than 1 minute.
Homer's in the driver's seat.
All aboard!
He pushes a lever, and a cog falls off its spindle, and electrical wires start to crackle, causing the circuit breaker to bulge. Marge and Mr. Cobb see the monorail speed by.
We're too late!
I shouldn't have stopped for that haircut. Sorry.
On the monorail, people are drinking cocktails and dancing.
Actually, you see, the doors on Star Trek were not mechanical. We had a stagehand on either side who would pull the door open when he saw you approach.
Stick your head out the window, boy. It's the greatest.
The celled M-brake circuit breaker explodes, blowing a hole in the engine. As the monorail accelerates to a dangerous speed, the Springfield monorail sign peels off to reveal a 1964 World's Fair sign. Homer tugs on the brake lever.
Can't you stop it, Dad?
I'm trying my best.
The lever you have pulled, brakes, is not in service. Please make a note of it.
How fast are they going?
Well, judging by your husband's cowardly scream, 180 miles an hour.
Chief Wiggum's watching from a control tower.
Making me dizzy. I'm gonna take a nap.
All right, I'm in charge here.
Oh, run along, Quimby. I think they're dedicating a phone booth somewhere.
Watch it, you talking tub of donut batter.
Hey, I got pictures of you, Quimby.
You don't scare me. That could be anyone's ass. Now, beat it. I'm calling the shots.
I think that sash is cutting off the air to your brain. The town charter says in an emergency, I run the show.
Well, we'll just see about that. Let's go to town hall.
Fine. Should we take one car, or should I follow you? Hey, according to the charter, as chief constable, I'm supposed to get a pig every month. And 2 comely lasses of virtue true.
Keep the pig. How many broads do I get?
Hey, let go! You're ripping it!
No, you are.
No, you are!
Let go, that's the charter.
Wait a minute. We can just shut off the power.
No such luck. It's solar powered.
Solar power. When will people learn?
A solar eclipse. The cosmic ballet goes on.
Does anyone want to switch seats?
As the sky blackens, the monorail slows to a stop.
I did it.
The sun reappears.
Folks, this is your captain speaking. Our nonstop flight to Tahiti will be making a brief layover in North Haverbrook.
North Haverbrook? Where have I heard that name before? Oh, no.
Oh, no!
There he is! Z3F!
The townsfolk of North Haverbrook storm Landley's aeroplane.
Krusty wants out!
He tries to jump.
No. The world needs laughter.
Are we gonna die, son?
Yeah, but at least we'll take a lot of innocent people with us.
Homer? Homer?
Yellow.
Homer, there's a man here who thinks he can help you.
Batman?
No, he's a scientist.
Batman's a scientist?
It's not Batman.
I think I have a way to stop the train. You need to find an anchor of some sort.
Homer sees Bart transform into an anchor.
Think harder, Homer.
Homer runs over to a cowboy twirling a lasso.
I'll take that.
Then he rips the metal M off the side of the monorail and attaches the lasso to it. He hurls it out of the window where it embeds in the road.
Dad?
He quickly ties the rope to a metal girder and the makeshift anchor creates a groove through the middle of the road and slices through Springfield's oldest tree, which crushes the birthplace of Jebediah Springfield.
Now, separating Sammy's twins is a long and costly procedure.
The anchor slices through them, then past ye olde anchor shop.
Ah,
You call that an anchor?
The anchor bounces and sparks its way to the donut shop, embedding itself in the giant plastic donut outside. The monorail jerks to a stop, and Homer runs to look out of the window.
Donuts, is there anything they can't do?
Dad, you're a hero.
Yes, son, I'm the best mono thingy guy there ever was.
Leonard Nimoy.
Well, my work is done here.
What do you mean your work is done? You didn't do anything.
Didn't I?
He teleports himself away.
And that was the only folly the people of Springfield ever embarked upon. Except for the popsicle stick skyscraper. And the 50-foot magnifying glass. And that escalator to nowhere.
People tumble off the top of the escalator.